free. You see blue skies and they can see. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educated, they fabricate. And we sit back to
uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, he is. And he is I. And we are here with you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are all together tonight to discuss the issues that confront our nation. And they are many. And with me tonight, eminently on the line, shall be a gentleman, yes indeed, a gentleman who was here once before, no stranger to these microphones, and he, of course, is none other than Mr. Eustace Mullins. Hello, Eustace Mullins.
Oh, hello there.
How are you, young
boy? Oh, fine.
Good. It's good to hear your voice again, Eustace.
Yes, I'm glad to be back on your show. I've got a lot to tell you.
You sure do. I mean, the last time we chitty-chatted here, we had you on the air, and you were telling us about this upcoming conference that you were going to attend, and I guess you did, and the conference went pretty well, although there were some little ruffles and a little monetary situation along the line, huh?
Well, it was one of the biggest disasters I ever got into.
You mean financially, huh?
Well, financially and everything. And they never let me speak. I thought they were inviting me down to speak because I usually can double the attendance at a meeting if I'm invited to speak.
Yes.
And
so
I told them I couldn't afford to come.
Uh-huh.
And they went on a fundraising kick to raise money to bring me down there. And they raised quite a bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got down there, they refused to give me one penny of it to cash checks from people. And it was the usual routine.
Now, this was the David Duke group, right?
It was. There really is no David Duke group. There's David Duke and a couple of assistants, so that's all there is. He's never had a group.
Uh-huh.
And never will, apparently.
So what was the conference then? What was the conference all about?
It was the Euro-American Conference.
Uh-huh.
David Duke has been peddling a very vaporous coalition of Europe and the United States reuniting.
Uh-huh.
And apparently he's got two or three people interested in this, but he's been peddling it for about 10 years. It's not going anywhere.
Uh-huh.
And he's living in Russia, by the way, and has a Russian wife at the present time.
Uh-huh.
So this was a little sojourn in his home country. He just did a year and a half for income tax evasion, too.
So I heard, yeah.
And so he's under quite a lot of difficulties now.
So the moral of the story is you were coaxed into going down. Money was raised to provide for your hotel accommodations and everything. When you got there, there was no money for you, right?
There was no hotel reservation. There was no room. And there was no money for my expenses whatsoever. I never did get a penny.
And how did you take care of these things? And what happened? Did somebody come to you?
Well, my friends got together,
yeah.
And they got me an airline ticket back to David Duke wanted me to ride the bus back. Well, the bus from New Orleans to Washington is called the Cannibal Express.
Oh, my.
And after I got home, the news reported that three people had been stabbed on that bus that same weekend. Saturday night, I was going to come back.
I think David Duke was looking into your, maybe your bank account or hoping you'd leave him in your will, huh?
Probably.
All right. Anyway, Eustace, let's take our first break. When
right.
we come back, we'll talk about what you heard and saw there and what is happening around us. Eustace Mullins, our guest. We'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly-absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth, a great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Yes, he is, and we are back. We're beginning this interview with our buddy here, Eustace Mullins, who's been in the business of exposing a lot of things going on, I guess, since the days of men like Ezra Pound. Isn't that right, Eustace?
Oh, yes. He's my mentor.
Mm-hmm.
I got him out of prison in 1958.
Mm-hmm.
He never was tried or convicted of anything. Mm-hmm. The government dropped all charges.
Yeah, well, that's very fortunate, but very typical also of...
very typical.
Yeah. You yourself were fired from the U.S. government position for being in a position to just reveal some truthful information, I suppose, right?
Oh, yes. What happened? Well, I published my book on the Federal Reserve while I was employee of the Library of Congress. I did the research there, and the book was immediately attacked as virulently anti-Semitic, and it's been attacked ever since.
And what was the title of that book?
The Library of Congress.
Pardon? You were fired from the Library of Congress. Now,
the only employee ever fired in the history of the United States, uh-huh, fired from the Library of Congress for strictly political reasons.
Uh-huh.
I had gotten 3 promotions in a very short time there, and of course my work was very satisfactory because I enjoyed being there.
Right. Now, this book
I found myself out on the street.
The book you published was The Keys to the Treasury or Lightning Over the Treasury Building?
No, it's called Secrets of the Federal Reserve.
Secrets of the Federal Reserve, right.
Yes.
And you also, apparently, have done a lot of research in the area of the Rothschild family.
Oh, yes, I had the Rothschilds. I had every monopoly.
And every TV network, you say, huh?
Yes. Well, it's not only network, but our so-called very powerful and wealthy families, such as the Rockefellers and the J.P. Morgans and so forth, turned out to be all of it been employees of the House of Rothschild. They were just working stiffs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's a very interesting collection, and it's been very exciting to find that the longer I worked, the more I found out the same names over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a small world, isn't it, huh?
Well, they want to make it even quite smaller. A very small group.
Mm-hmm.
And they control everybody in the United States. Now, the Rockefellers put through the Federal Reserve System and also put through the oil monopoly. And I was just informed from New York, a friend of mine told me that the reason for the high price of oil today is that the Federal Reserve has printed so much printing press money that they've had to increase the price of oil to sop up some of the excess money to avoid hyperinflation.
Mm-hmm.
The entire economic system will collapse.
Well, I think we are reaching that point. There's no question where the currency is almost virtually worthless. The economy is virtually totally paper now. It is a credit economy, and it is a bogus economy because of this.
Yeah, and it's a speculator's economy.
Yeah,
I pointed that out
exactly.
In my Federal Reserve System, that instead of bankers and people of probity handling money, it was turned over to speculators. Mm-hmm. Paul Warburg, who wrote the Federal Reserve Act, mm-hmm. was the president of the International Acceptance Corporation, the biggest acceptance corporation in the world. And acceptances are third and fourth name paper.
Mm-hmm.
And they have flooded the world with this fake paper ever since.
Right, right. I want to hold that off for a little bit because I'd like to get into the conference, first of all, this Euro-American conference. When you were there, what did you learn? What kind of speakers were there and what kind of information was being disseminated that we need to know about here tonight, Houston?
Well, I really don't know. I attended a lot of the lectures that I found. Mm-hmm. I didn't get much information at all. There were some people there from Finland and small countries in Europe mm-hmm. who apparently were very inconsequential people, and they had very little to say, and they were only allowed 15 minutes to speak. And so they weren't able to tell you very much.
So what did you learn? Did you learn anything?
No, I didn't learn anything. The only thing I learned that I made a terrible mistake. You see, they called me daily from New Orleans for 3 days in a row, begging me to attend this conference.
Yeah, they called me, too.
Yeah. Well, they were beating the bushes for people to come down.
Well, I didn't go.
Well, I did.
I'm a little suspicious, first of all, of these groups that claim to be in the, working in the interest of white folk and, you know, for one reason or another, usually wind up infiltrated by or controlled by the government or
well,
run by the CIA.
Was totally controlled by somebody,
yeah.
And it certainly wasn't controlled by me, I can tell you that.
Well, I know that, but I guess you did learn something after all by
well,
going.
I learned to stay away from these people.
Yeah.
I've known David Duke for 25 years,
uh-huh.
And we never had any contact with each other.
Yeah.
That is, I never worked with him, and he never worked with me, because
well,
he had his various enterprises going. And
I don't know all of the facts, Eustace, here. Let me just recapitulate where I'm coming from, and that is when I hear about these great conferences and everything, unless there's some group that I can agree with, the American Free Press, Barnes Review, they've been pretty respectable and upfront with me. I don't want anything to do with them because money seems to be the end of their game. They're always interested in profit.
Well, they don't have a program. They had no program at this meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And Willis Cardo, who had made was totally responsible for the success of the conference.
Good.
He had given it free advertising in his American Free Press and his Barnes Review magazine.
Great, there you go.
Thousands of dollars free advertising. And so Willis arrived there about the same time I did.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to David Duke and said, I would like to address the meeting. And David said, oh, yes, I'll give you 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So Willis thought that was very unappreciative, and so he walked out, took the train back to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, I'm running around with no hotel room and no money. And I could go back to Washington because I couldn't. I had nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, thankfully, you have enough friends out there and enough supporters that.
All my supporters were there. I'll tell you, they were wonderful people.
Right.
They fought for me.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be here today if it weren't for that.
Right. Well, let that be a lesson to you when you
start. I never did this before. I've been traveling around the world lecturing for 50 years, and I never left my home without a round-trip ticket in my pocket and all expenses taken care of. But this one time, because I had known Duke and I thought he was fairly all right, when I got that, I was informed that and not only he just got out of prison, but he was known as a heavy gambler and a heavy drinker and a womanizer, so he wasn't a person you want to put your money on.
Right. Okay. Good. Well, I'm glad that you did come out unscathed, basically.
Oh, yes, I was unscathed. Quite disillusioned, but that was my own fault. I'm too old to be so naive.
Well, there you go. All right. You've been around for a while. And by the way, anybody who's listening wants to chime in and ask a question, Eustace Mullins is our guest. You can do that at any time during the hour. And it's 800-313-9443. I'm calling you Willis now. Eustace, you published your book also, Who Owns the TV Networks, showing that the Rothschild family and others have control of all three networks and other aspects of the recording and mass media industry, including Reuters, as you say, right?
Yes, Reuters is an old Zionist firm. And what they've done is got a total monopoly on communications.
Mm-hmm.
And the only so-called free newspaper in the country today is the Washington Times, published in Washington, D.C., which was edited by a relative of the Rothschild family, and which was financed by the Sun Moon Organization through the Korean CIA, which is a branch of our CIA.
I mean, it's really not an independent paper either. There's certainly a lot of control.
That is the strong right-wing paper in the United States, the only one that exists.
Well, you know, we find that it's probably as kosher of a publication as is the rest of the establishment, Eastern establishment media, only it gives us the flip sign. You know, just like Rupert Murdoch is supposed to be this conservative voice in the media, Fox News.
Bill O'Reilly boasts all the time that everybody calls it a right-wing organization. Right, Ravy is a bottle of milk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we see that, don't we? Huh? Well, I mean, don't forget, he owns publications on at least four, maybe five continents, and media outlets, electronic media, and so forth. You're right. There is this major monopoly over the press, and in this country, where the media perhaps is even less competitive than anywhere else, there is a daily attempt, it seems to me, Eustace, to take over what little media out there does exist. For instance, the newspaper readership is down. Newspapers are down in this country, which is a good thing, not a bad thing, considering that if that's the only source people have for their so-called news, then they're woefully ignorant of what's going on. But let me finish now. But here's the thing. Willis, Eustace, the problem is that what we have here is the same people who own the printed page now working to amalgamate control in all of the other phases of the industry, such as cable TV, satellite communications, and so forth. You follow me?
That's right.
You follow me, Eustace?
Oh, yes. Ted Turner has CNN, and he had Warner Publication, Time Warner Corporation. And it's all one great consolidation.
There you go.
And in fact, the daily newspapers, which used to be the local dailies around the country, which on the 1900 were very fiercely independent, are now all owned by giant chains. Our local newspaper here in Staten, Virginia, is owned by the Gannett Corporation.
Yeah.
And they insisted on running front page stories about me that I was a one man hate group and. But they never printed one word that I said.
Wow. Sounds like you're a distinguished guest tonight here. All right. We'll be right back with Eustace Mullins and Radio Avenger, me, Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring Them Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Rick Adams here reminding you, you can live pain-free now and without inflammation thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery, InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. To order this amazing new product, call 800-243-5242. That's 800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today and be sure to mention Rick Adams.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
And we're back now on Uncensored Radio Free America, and it's I, Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, sounding the alarm here, and our guest is Eustace Mullins. And Eustace, you mentioned the Gannett chain and all of these other major newspaper and media outlets, and for some reason or another, they they see your name and all the red flags go up, huh?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. So the national alert against me, it's all total nonsense because I have been very careful in all the talk shows I've given and all the lectures and books that I've written, but I'm not to use any of the trigger words that they use to attack people. Now, the Gannett chain was really attacking me because they were trying to crucify me, and I sued them for $38 million for criminal libel. And the case was dismissed in state court and in federal court without a hearing both times, although I had asked for a jury trial, which is your right under the Constitution.
Were you in the enlistee of an attorney? Did you have an attorney?
Well, I've done my own attorney work for many years. I sued the FBI and the IRS, the two most feared agencies in the United States, and I sued them both in federal court and won hands down against both of them.
Now, what were those cases that you won against them?
One was a income tax case, and I took it right to the U.S. Tax Court in Washington, D.C., and the chief judge of the entire U.S. Tax Court handed down an opinion that I had no tax liability. And I reprinted that letter in my books to show that it's there in black and white, that nobody has ever challenged it.
And is he still involved in that position, or has he been fired, too?
Oh, I think he died of old age a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
This was a man in his late 70s.
Yeah. Now, what was the other case that you brought against the federal government? Was it the FBI, you say?
See, the FBI illegally held me under surveillance for 33 years. Mm-hmm. And they would have carloads of FBI agents parked outside of my apartment in Chicago and other places, New York. And it was all intimidation because they never brought any charges against me. And, of course, when you're under surveillance by the FBI, you don't commit too many crimes. Mm-hmm. And so the thing was that because I had gotten Ezra Pound out of St. Elizabeth's Hospital, where he's falsely imprisoned on charges of incompetence,
mm-hmm.
and those charges were dismissed, and he went back to Italy. Well, then they decided to put me in a mental institution, so the FBI entered into a conspiracy to have me put in a mental institution on false charges of mental problems. And the FBI spent millions of dollars on this, and they never could get anywhere. And finally, I got my FBI file through Senator Warner in Washington, D.C., who was a college classmate, and I found out the full details of the conspiracy, so I sued them for $35 million. And they refused to answer the charges or make any answer whatsoever, mm-hmm. and so I filed in federal court mm-hmm. a default judgment against them, which is still in the books for $35 million. And I later filed a second charge on the same accusation of $50 million, and I got a default judgment again. I got two default judgments against the FBI, totally $85 million, which I haven't been able to collect on yet, but it's permanently on the record of the federal judiciary, and it's a very valid judgment.
How did you decide to sue for the amounts that you sued for? What made you pick a number?
Well, I picked a number according to the damage that I'd been suffering.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody conspires to put you in a mental institution for the rest of your life, mm-hmm. you got to figure how much is that going to cost me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the figure that I came up with.
All right. So basically you got a judgment, you say, and you won. You won as far as the practical effect is concerned, yet you have not been able to basically get the money.
Well, you can't get the money because, you see, you have to go to another federal judge and get an execution order in order to mm-hmm. collect your judgment, mm-hmm. and no federal judge on the federal payroll is going to give me an execution order to collect this money from the government that he's working for.
That
judge is not working for me.
Yeah.
well,
that is
the fact
corruption of the corruption of our courts is just
a total corruption.
Yeah.
In fact, I used to go into federal court and give the Masonic sign of distress, which is what you do when you go in the door.
The Masonic sign of distress, yeah?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. And that alerts the judge and the people in the court that you're there on Masonic business and they should do everything to help you.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, I never got any help.
Well, now, you're not a Mason now, are you?
I'm not a Mason, which they're well aware of. I even wore a Masonic ring to court. I put my hand right up on the podium of the judge so he could see my Masonic ring. Mm-hmm. But he knew that I wasn't a member of the Masons, and so he just threw me out anyway.
Uh-huh. There you go. So you can't get away with it, huh, Eustace?
Well, no. I'm not good at deception, unfortunately.
I guess not. No, I guess not. This
you have
is
to
very
be good at it.
Well, so you've been through these two cases. You sued two government agencies. You've won, essentially, on principle. And now, of course, you're still battling. And at your age, I guess, what are you, 80 what now?
83.
83 years young. All right.
I'm getting letters from the IRS every day claiming that I owe unpaid taxes.
Uh-huh.
This is part of the harassment that goes on all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't say how much I owe, so I can't send them a check. They say I have unpaid taxes.
Uh-huh.
And I guess they are unpaid because they don't exist.
All right. Hey, we'll be back with more. Eustace Mullins, jump on the line, Rick Adams, and we will be back in about 3 minutes from now. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Nighttime Ride of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Uncensored. Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is back.
No, the future's already there. It's inevitable and cannot be changed.
All right. Well, we'll find out about that, won't we? Our guest, again, is Eustace Mullins, and the book that he authored, among others, of course, The Secrets of the Federal Reserve. And Eustace, we have people on the line that would like to ask a question or speak to you. Are you ready?
Yes, indeed.
All right. Our number toll-free is 800-313-9443. That's all you have to do is dial toll-free, 800-313-9443, to be on Uncensored Radio Free America. And I'm your host, Radio Avenger Rick Adams. Hello, Kevin in Ohio. How are you?
Hello, good evening.
Yes, good evening to you, sir.
Eustace, I'd like to ask your opinion on a couple authors.
All right.
And what you consider their work to be, the quality of their work. Dr. John Coleman.
Oh, Dr. John Coleman is one of the greatest con artists that ever hit this country. I've known him for years. He's attacked me publicly a number of times. And, one reason I was critical of him, he was stealing a lot of my stuff, but he stole most of his stuff from Lyndon LaRouche. And Lyndon LaRouche was so angry that he contemplated suing him until he found out that no one has ever sued John Coleman has ever gotten one penny in return.
Of course, the information we have is that he was in British intelligence before, and mm-hmm. he puts out the story that he's no longer in British intelligence. So should we assume that he still is part of the British intelligence establishment?
Well, except that he never was in British intelligence. He says in some of his writings that he got all of his information at the British Museum in London, which is where my mentor, Ezra Pound, started out in 1900.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get a lot of information there, but he never has documented anything he's ever written. So he puts out some very fanciful stories, which people found very interesting and they get very excited about. But there's not a shred of documentation behind it.
He has his publications, too, that
he has his publications, which are as imaginary as most of his conclusions.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting what you say. Go ahead, Kevin, another question.
Okay, what about Anthony Sutton?
Oh, Tony Sutton I knew quite well. He was with British intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
He was part of the Hoover Institution in California, which Condoleezza Rice is one of the people from Stanford. She's now our Secretary of State. Tony was a pretty good guy. He wrote a book called Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler and Wall Street and the Rise of Bolshevism.
The Bolshevik Revolution,
that both of those isms were totally the creation of Wall Street bankers, which they were. They also created Zionism and fascism. So they're a pretty inventive lot.
So you respect the quality of his work, then?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Tony's a good writer. His books are still in circulation.
He just passed away a few years ago.
He passed away. I knew him in his last years.
Right.
And his books have been reissued by other people now, and they're circulating. And he's the one who originated the research on Skull and Bones, which created the Bush dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bushes themselves, as I pointed out in my book, The World Order, were simply lackeys of the Harriman company, the Harriman brothers, our father and son, rather, who created the Northern Pacific Railroad.
Mm-hmm.
And they, in turn, were entirely financed by the Rothschilds. So was John D. Rockefeller, the Standard Oil Corporation. The Rockefellers were always financed by the Rothschilds. National City Bank of Cleveland. And they were both financed by Kuhnlobe of New York, which was the principal Rothschild office in the United States.
Does that answer your questions, Kevin?
Okay, what about Fletcher Prouty?
Oh, Fletcher Prouty was a good friend of mine. He was a great patriot. His works were so good that the CIA bought up his first book and destroyed it. And it finally was produced as Oliver Stone's JFK movie. And it was a darn good movie. It was very successful. And so I thought Oliver Stone, I asked Fletcher Prouty, it was so successful, maybe he could do a movie about my Federal Reserve System. And he said that he had such a trouble, Oliver Stone had such trouble getting the JFK movie past the Time Warner crowd that he would never try it again.
And look what happened with our buddy Hutton Gibson's son, Mel Gibson.
Oh, Mel, they really...
He wanted to do a movie, and he started talking about the Federal Reserve, and he said, I don't want to go any further because I think I'd like to live a little longer.
Well, Martin Downey Jr. was the hottest star on television, and he had the fastest-growing television show in the United States.
Yeah.
And so a friend of mine got me to appear on his show, and he did an hour show about the Federal Reserve System.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, all of his advertising contracts were
isn't that
canceled. They were I ruined a lot of people. I don't want to scare you, but a lot of talk shows have gone off the air after I've been on them.
And, well, I'll probably be on that list at some point.
Well, you're going to get some pressure anyway. And
well,
not
directly, but I can understand indirectly. There are
indirectly,
a lot of dangers.
Oh, it would be indirect, yes.
Yeah, there are
dangers. Well,
Paul Mountain
Johnny never worked again. You know, he died flat broke.
Mm-hmm.
And
I remember his show. I remember
it. Oh, it was a great show. Morgan was a great guy.
In the 80s, wasn't it?
Yes. It was in the 80s, a good 20 years ago.
In fact, I think I remember you going on the show. And
well, some people still have tapes of that show,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah. Excellent points. All right, Kevin, any other questions?
Yes, Eustace, what about Professor Oliver Revello?
Revello, he was a good friend of mine. He was one of the greatest classical scholars in the United States, and Revello was true to his last day on earth. And he was a good friend of mine. I visited his home in Champaign, Illinois, where he's a professor, and he was simply a great guy.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
Okay.
Good questions. Appreciate it. 800-313-9443 is the number, and we're speaking with Eustace Mullins. Doug from Texas, you are on the air next.
Yeah, Mr. Mullins, I'm a big, 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 huge fan of yours. I've read all your books, and I wonder what you think of G. Edward Griffin.
Griffin, his book on the Federal Reserve is impeccably researched, as I've been asked about that at many meetings over the last couple of years. I said his research is impeccable because he took every bit of it out of my book.
Yeah. Every syllable out of your book, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay, and then
I don't think Griffin was ever in the library in his life.
Okay, and also he had a book about, I read your book, Murder by Injection, and I read his book, A Cure for Cancer, and they seem remarkably similar.
Well, I haven't seen his book, but I would think they would be very similar because that's the way it operates.
Well, his book was out over 25 years ago, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
When did your book come out?
Oh, my book came out in 1988.
Yeah, well...
I've seen his book on cancer. And
World
I
Without Cancer is the book.
World right. Without Cancer.
Right.
I think it has some good things in it, but...
He autographed it for me, but it was remarkably similar to your book. Who was the first to come out with it?
Well, he came out with that book a long time before I wrote my book, so I never took anything out of his book, and I don't know if he took anything out of mine.
Well, I mean, you know, there are a lot of similarities simply because there's a lot of similar information
out
there.
Well, the truth, yeah, the truth is...
Well, my book, Murder by Injection, is today the only history of the American Medical Association, and that's the reason I wrote it. I went to the Library of Congress, and there was no history of the American Medical Association, and I wanted to find out something about them. And so, as usual, I had to write a book myself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I'm used to, you're a young man. I'm sure you need things to do in your future, and I would suggest you investigate the Bar Association next, the British Advocacy.
Well, they're an agency of the British Crown.
Right. And
I have a book here by Harry James Townsend called Canada, in which he states that very flatly. And he says, furthermore, Queen Elizabeth is not the Queen of England. She's appointed by the Chancery Court.
Hmm.
So, which is part of the Bar Association.
That is interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
So we have to kiss the Queen's ring then when we bow before the jurist. Is that
well,
what
I guess we have to hire her as a lawyer if we want one. I don't know.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah.
You have to hire her out of the BAR. It's the British right. Advocacy. Well, there's confusion about whether it's the Advocacy Registry or the Accreditation Registry. But anyway.
I've heard different words, but I don't know that
any of them are. Court. There's the Inns of Court, which is the largest association in England, and right. there's the Chancery Court, which is the supreme power. It's like a Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And it's a very complicated situation, but I assure you, everything is under control.
Mm-hmm. I don't like the way you said that. All right.
Well, maybe I said too much. I don't know.
Do you have any other questions, Doug?
Oh, I have. I can keep Mr. Mullins going for 20 more years.
Well, why don't you ask one more question now, and then we'll give others a chance.
Why don't we move on to some more intelligent people?
Oh, all right. Okay, I appreciate that humility. Thank you, Doug.
Well, I'm glad you asked those questions because they're very good questions, and people ought to know these things.
Right. No, it's good questions indeed. Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it. You just raised something that I want to talk about later in the program on my own, but certainly you're welcome to comment on it now when you mention the Medical Association. And in today's media hype, we have the story of this young girl who has cancer. And she unfortunately was given radiation and I believe maybe chemotherapy as well. I'm speaking about Katie Wernicke. And of course, was top news tonight on all the networks. And I found it interesting that here we have a case where government agents in Texas, the state of Texas, actually kidnapped little Katie, this 12-year-old girl, from her home, from her parents, and took her into state custody. They kidnapped this girl and took her because her father and mother apparently do not want her to be poisoned any further through the so-called orthodox treatments for cancer.
Well,
and to me, this is a crime that should not go unpunished.
It's a crime against the American people, not only a crime against the child, but against all parents in the United States. Because, and they've been doing this for years. The state agencies mm-hmm. have been kidnapping people from mm-hmm. their parents because they refuse to give some dangerous treatment to the child. And they're accused of being bad parents because of that.
Yeah, and these laws are spreading now across the country. There are probably 20-some states now that have laws that allow or demand that the government of the state go in and act as an arbiter of the family. I mean, the state wants to be Big Brother. It wants to be Big Mama. It wants to be parent. And it is not allowed to be parent by the Creator. God Almighty has given it to the parents to be the parents and the custodial guardians of their children. And where there's no evidence of them being directly harmed or are in any way endangered, the state has no, absolutely no authority to go in and kidnap a member of that family. I mean, they should be shot at the door. Right
well,
in the
not
head.
Only that, but the vaccination, which I take up in my book, the vaccination now is compulsory all over the United States. And you know that a baby 6 weeks old gets 6 major inoculations, any one of which is enough to kill it, before he's 6 weeks old.
Mm-hmm.
And we should, for us to be subjecting children to this sort of thing, I say in my book, I quote a doctor who says he never knew a case of cancer where the patient had not been vaccinated. In other words, he was saying that cancer comes directly from being vaccinated.
Well, and we've had vaccinations going back for the last, the last half century or so. And
it became state law. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts in 1909 passed a law that you could not have compulsory vaccination, and the Massachusetts legislature turned it over the next year to repealed it the next year and made vaccination compulsory. And it's been compulsory ever since.
Just like education, compulsory education.
Everything's compulsory. Well, you know, when something is compulsory, you got to feel like somebody wants you to have it, whether you want to have it or not.
Well, this is the collectivist war that we're fighting against.
Well, it is indeed.
And I have always said the real battle in political terms now that we're fighting in our nation and in our world is the force of collectivism versus the individual. And the people in government today, the kind of people that gravitate toward government bureaucracy, are in that camp of evil, the camp of collectivism. And yet they come to you, Eustace, and your family, pretending to have the best of intentions. And quite frankly, I don't care what their intentions are. It's their actions which frighten me, and their actions are totally illegal and unconstitutional, and we let them get away with it, Eustace.
Yes, because of intimidation and threats and compulsory state laws.
I mean, the medical profession has to be right at the top of the most corrupt professions in our American history. And I think I've got enough evidence just in what I've read in my lifetime and my personal family experience to prove that that is the case. I personally fought this, and I'll tell the audience a little bit later about it and what you need to do, how people need to fight back and not lay down and let these steamrollers run over us, because this is the most personal area of our own lives, and that is our health. And we are allowing the governments at all levels to intrude.
Not the government,
them.
A corrupt group of medical people.
Yeah, who control the government.
Who control the government,
right,
yes, they have
right,
the money.
Right. The pharmaceuticals and so forth, sure.
Well, I wrote my book, Murder by Injection, because I had read a book by Morris Beale, in which he said that the Rockefellers controlled every drug company in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that's a very extreme statement, and I went to the Library of Congress to check it out,
mm-hmm.
and I found that Morris Beale was absolutely correct. And furthermore, he was a sports reporter on a major Washington, D.C. newspaper, and his wife went to the hospital for some minor treatment,
mm-hmm.
and her treatment was so horrendous that he was absolutely stunned by it. And he spent the rest of his life writing about the medical profession and never covered another sports event in his career.
Isn't that fascinating?
And my book stemmed directly from Morris Beale. I knew two men, Dr. Goldenson in New York City and Dr. Robert Mendelson.
Mm-hmm.
And Morris Beale were the three people who inspired my book, Murder by Injection, and all three of them were Jewish. I mean, that's why I'm always called an anti-Semite, because I gave credit to these three men. I gave them total credit for inspiring my book.
Not in the way they wanted to inspire it, huh?
Well, that's exactly right. And Robert Mendelson died very suddenly of a heart attack at 55 years old after he had been appearing on a lot of national television shows, mm-hmm. Exposing the corruption of the American Medical Association.
Absolutely. This is fascinating.
And as soon as he died, people started calling me up and saying, Eustace, do you know who killed Robert Mendelson? They always think that I seem to be in on these things.
Well, looks like I haven't got much longer to go. But anyway, no, let's continue. Ladies and gentlemen, your calls are welcome. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be right back with more.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aranair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Radio Avenger here, extending to you an offer you can't refuse. Right now you can receive on one single DVD all three of Father John O'Connor's shocking new videos. The Synagogues of Satan, The End of the World, and his newest blockbuster, The Annihilation of America by the Puppets of the Zionists, postpaid for just $35. Learn what's behind the impending destruction of our nation and our way of life, and what you must do to prepare for the coming judgment. Father John O'Connor is the John Wayne of the priesthood. You need to heed his prophetic videos while there's time and learn what the evil forces of the New World Order are planning in these darkest days. You'll never be the same, guaranteed. To order the three videos on one DVD, email CatholicCounterpoint.com or call 610-853-8339. Just $35 postpaid for all three on one DVD. Once again, CatholicCounterpoint.com or dial 610-853-8339. Mention Rick Adams.
And we are back with Eustace Mullins, and you've been listening to him. You know what he's all about, and the books that he's written. And we're going to go right back to the telephone now at 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, the program Uncensored Radio Free America. And hello to you, Walt, in Arizona. Hi.
Good evening. It's a pleasure and a privilege, I believe, to talk to you two gentlemen. You're both distinguished for your actions. And I must say that it's been a long time since I personally was in the company of Eustace. Mm-hmm. The good old Huguenot descendant. It was in Peoria, Illinois, at a gathering sponsored by Pastor Emery many years ago.
That was Sheldon Emery, I guess.
Sheldon Emery, yep.
Yeah, I read a lot of his material years ago.
His son-in-law, Pastor Barley, used to have me come and stay at Sheldon's big house out at Scottsdale, Arizona, which they later sold and moved to Coeur d'Alene, to Sandpoint, Idaho.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I've got most of your books, hardback and paperback, Your Life in Christ and your story about the Chicago Motor Club and so forth. And it was a surprise. I just turned up the satellite receiver after watching some other things here in Arizona and discovered good old Eustace.
Yeah, there you go. Are you a first-time caller, or have you been calling?
Well, it's a first for you, Rick. Yeah, I call Jack McLean. McLam, yeah, I call him quite often.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I've been on his show quite a couple of times.
Yeah, you share each other's programs.
Oh, I've known Jack for a long time. A great guy.
Well, it's nice to hear your voice, Walt, and to hear that there are so many great men and women like you across this great nation still attuned to what is going on and what is happening to our people.
Well, I want to share a little bit of information with you. I was a VFW member many, many years ago, and it was a monthly magazine from the VFW. An article was titled Dirty Tricks. Have you ever learned of that?
I'm not sure I have. Go a little further. Go ahead.
Well, it told about Wild Bill Donovan.
Okay. Oh, Wild Bill,
And
the .22 silencer revolver, and that Donovan went into the office of FDR and laid a sandbag on the desk in the Oval Office and fired in it. And Roosevelt turned red.
Mm-hmm. I thought he was already red, but
well, that's true.
Yeah, right.
But the most interesting thing that I found in that was, of course, how the mafioso or the underworld assassinated with that same .22 silencer a lot of people on the telephone in a telephone booth. And further to that, it mentioned a product which my ER doctor son-in-law has never been able to research in all of his references, a product called sodium morphate. Have you heard of it?
No, I don't know that one.
Well, it smells and tastes like apple. And it's used to lace any number of products where the person consuming it is instantly given a heart attack. Yeah. Those are the practice. Unless the coroner knows exactly what he's looking for, it'll just be put on the death certificate as a heart attack.
Cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
So that's what sodium morphate has been documented in Dirty Tricks to be, and I wonder how many VFW boys ever remember reading that. Yeah.
Good points.
Well, that's the information I wanted to convey to you.
Well, thank you, Walt.
Start
it's good
thinking
to hear
about
you.
The people who had heart attacks, and suddenly it would like apples, an apple pie, and apple juice.
Thank you, Walt. I just I quit apple pie for a while anyway. Okay, all right, Eustace, can you stay with us for a little bit?
Yes,
all
I
right,
can do that.
Stay with us, Eustace Mullins. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be right back with more.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.